Good morning, commissioners. Thank you very much for the opportunity to present our further submission, which is on behalf of Just One Life and Longview Environmental Trust. My name is Johannes May. I'm the director of Just One Life Limited and the founder of Longview Environmental Trust. Through Just One Life, I own Lot 1, and don't go into the DP numbers, Lot 2 and 3 on Royce Peninsula, which is about 80 hectares of area. I've been involved in a number of council hearings and environment proceedings relating to development in the West Wanaka area, including those for my own residence, C163 of 2001, and Matukituki Trust's consented dwelling and farm building at the eastern end of Royce Peninsula, Environment Proposition 138. I am passionate about the landscape values of our beautiful district and the West Wanaka area specifically, and have made significant commitments to the enhancement of the landscape and ecological values of this area. As part of it, in 2009, I founded the Longview Environmental Trust, which is dedicated to native revegetation, restoration, weed and pest control, education, and it acts as a watchdog in relation to environmental, landscape, and development matters, particular again in the West Wanaka area. I consider that the landscapes of the Queenstown Lakes District are its greatest and most sensitive resource. The district landscapes are admired nationally and internationally. And I'd almost like to pause longer for that, because that's really the key of my submission, that we are aware of that resource. I consider that the district's landscapes, in particular its outstanding national features and landscapes, merit stringent protection and that a high bar should be set for development. I've been involved in a number of developments in the West Wanaka area, in ONL and ONF areas, and the key focus has been to ensure that those developments are exceptional and, I believe, set a positive benchmark in terms of their design, location, and contribution that they make to the enhancement of the environment, not only through sensitive and extensive revegetation and rehabilitation of the land, but also through sensitive design and providing certainty. So I'm clearly stating that development can happen, but it's just, where do we set the bar for it? I believe that subdivision and development can be undertaken within the district's outstanding national features and landscapes while protecting and enhancing the values of those landscapes. In order to achieve such an outcome, however, subdivision or development must be designed to an exceptionally high standard, and landscape and ecological enhancement must be an integral part of the development rather than an afterthought to mitigate or offset adverse effects. In my position of director and trustee, I'll speak to the further submissions of Just One Life and Longview Environmental Trust. Further submission on behalf of Just One Life Limited. The further submission of Just One Life relates to and opposes the submission of Matukituki Trust, submitter 355, which seeks the amendment or deletion of objectives and policies relating to outstanding natural features and outstanding natural landscapes. It appears that the submission of Matukituki Trust is intended to protect the Trust's rights to develop the dwelling and farm building consented by Environment Court Decision 138, particular in the event that the Trust needs to seek an extension of the consent's lapse period or a variation of that consent. I don't believe that the objectives and policies of the proposed district plan should be written to take account of and provide for previously consented yet unimplemented development in case such consents require an extension of the lapse period or variation at some point in the future, bearing in mind that it was a rather long lapse period already. Such a suggestion is, in my opinion, self-serving and contrary to the intention of the RMA, when it is specifying lapse periods for consents and requiring that Council consider the effect of any extension of a lapse period on the objectives and policies of any plan or proposed plan at that time. With regard to the specific relief sought by Matukituki Trust, I consider that in the context of our district, Objective 3.2.5.1 and Policy 3.2.5.1.1 are appropriately worded, and that the inclusion of the word inappropriate would indeed weaken the objective and policy and the protection they provide to the district's outstanding natural features and landscapes. I do not believe that the wording of the Act needs to be restated in each and every objective and policy. The objectives and policies of the proposed district plans should set out how the purpose of the Act is to be achieved, taking into account the local context. The landscape of the Queenstown Lakes District are its greatest resource and are highly valued by residents and visitors, while the rural areas of the districts are under significant development pressure, in large part due to the magnificent setting afforded by the district landscapes. I consider that Objective 3.2.5.1 and Policy 3.2.5.1.1 reflect the sensitivity and value of the district's outstanding natural features and landscapes, and that it should be the responsibility of the developer or applicant, myself included, to demonstrate how they will be protected. The burden should be on the developer to demonstrate that subdivision or development is appropriate, rather than simply being able to state that it's just not inappropriate. In addition, I consider that policies 6.3.1.3 and 6.3.1.4 are strongly worded and set a suitable high bar for the consideration of development in the district's outstanding natural landscapes and features and rural landscapes. I do not agree that the statements that subdivision and development is inappropriate in almost all locations, that's for ONL and ONF, and in many locations, that's for rural landscape, inappropriately prejudge consent applications. I consider them realistic and reflective of the sensitivity and value of the district landscapes. I therefore consider that policies 6.3.1.3 and 6.3.1.4 should be retained as notified. And I'm proud to refer to my Just One Life residence, C163 from 2001, as an example of how exceptional development can be achieved, which was actually the first case under the new incorporated ONF rules at the time. I do not consider it necessary for objectives 6.3.3 and 6.3.4 to specify what components or aspects of outstanding natural features or landscapes are to be protected, maintained, or enhanced, as I consider such matters should be assessed on a case-by-case basis, and that the assessment matters for ONF and ONL, that's 21.7.1 and 21.7.3, provide appropriate guidance in determining the components or aspects of a landscape that merit protection, maintenance, or enhancement. I therefore consider that objectives 6.3.3 and 6.3.4 are not ambiguous and should be retained. In addition, I consider Matukituki Trust's request that objectives 6.3.3 which relates to ONFs, is deleted, while objective 6.3.4, which relates to ONLs, is amended to be more specific, is particularly appropriate. If objective 6.3.4, which relates to ONLs, can be reworded to be more specific, then the same approach should be applied to objective 6.3.3, which relates to ONFs and would apply to Royce Peninsula and the Matukituki Trust property. That being said, I do not consider that either objective requires rewording. Overall, I consider that the submission of Matukituki Trust seeks to weaken the landscape objectives and policies. The specific justification for doing so appears to be to ensure that an extension of the lapse period of its consent or a variation will be more easily obtained. I consider that the landscape objectives and policies are suitably worded and provide appropriate protection for the district's landscape values. I therefore consider that the submission of Matukituki Trust should be rejected and the landscape objectives and policies should be retained as notified. Further submission of Longview Environmental Trust. Similar to the further submission of Just One Life, the further submission of Longview Environmental Trust relates to and opposes a number of submissions, please see Appendix A, which seek the amendment or deletion of objectives and policies relating to outstanding natural features and outstanding natural landscapes. With regard to objective 3.2.5.1, each of the submissions that the Trust opposes seeks the same relief, being the insertion of the word inappropriate to the objective. For the reasons I've explained in my discussion of the Just One Life further submission, the Trust considers objective 3.2.5.1 to be suitably worded, appropriately reflective of the sensitivity and value of the district's outstanding natural features and landscape, and should be retained as notified. Similarly, a number of submissions opposed, and we see them on the bottom, named there, seek to amend policy 6.3.1.3 to delete the statement that within outstanding natural features or landscapes, subdivision and development is inappropriate in almost all locations, meaning successful applications will be exceptional cases. Again, as with the Just One Life further submission, the Trust considers that the policy 6.3.1.3 appropriately reflects the sensitivity of the district's outstanding natural features and landscapes, and agrees that successful applications for subdivision and development should indeed be exceptional cases, but real cases. As such, the Trust considers that policy 6.3.1.3 does not inappropriately prejudge applications for subdivision and development within outstanding natural features and landscapes, but provides realistic guidance as to the level of scrutiny that such applications should be given. The Trust therefore considers that policy 6.3.1.3 should be retained as notified. In conclusion, Just One Life and Longview Environmental Trust are asking that the high level of protection for the district's outstanding natural features and landscapes provided by the objectives and policies as notified is retained. I do not believe that this high level of protection represents an unreasonable restriction on the subdivision and development of outstanding natural features and landscapes, but it will ensure that successful applications will achieve sensitive, considerate, and appropriate outcomes.
Very clear, Mr. May. Thank you.
Mr. Robinson.
Mr. May, one question for me relating to your paragraph 12. Mm-hmm. You said that in your view it's not necessary for those objectives to specify what components or aspects of outstanding natural features and landscapes to be protected, maintained, or enhanced, because it should be set on assessed on a case-by-case basis, and the assessment matters will guide identify what aspects merit protection, maintenance, or enhancement. My question is, it's implicit in that you accept that not every last aspect of ONLs and ONFs should be protected, maintained or enhanced. Was that implication intended?
I'm not sure that I'm intending to say not the last bit. I'm acknowledging and accepting there's a gradient, and different ONFs will have different characters. If I take a Roche Monotone, like Roche Peninsula, will be different than other ONF landscapes in the district. So I think it comes from that, probably, that different assessment matters are in place and different characters of the features to be protected.
But I can understand that your principal argument is that the bar should be high and should focus on the particular characteristics of the particular ONL or ONF. Is that your point?
Yeah, appropriate to the... Yes.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much.
Commissioner Cox?
Thanks.
I do have one. Yeah. In terms of the 42A report, has the officers recommended the acceptance in that in line with what you've set out here, or have they gone away from that?
Yes, they've recommended.
And that's on all of the points that you raised? And
I believe so.
Okay. Thank you.
I think one of the issues that has been raised by submitters is that the proposed plan has removed the distinction between the ONLs in the Waitapu Basin and the ONLs district-wide, and effectively set up a regime for all of the ONLs in the district similar to that existing in the Waitapu Basin at the moment. Would you like to comment on that, whether that is appropriate or not?
I think that is appropriate. I think the direction given by the assessment matter is to as to what should be assessed when considering applications for development in outstanding natural features and landscapes will provide for that case-by-case assessment. I think that should be applied across the district as a whole rather than to specific areas within the district.
If I'm allowed just to briefly add to that, it was my understanding that the ONL Waikatipu Basin and District White were not completely in line and created almost another layer in there. So I think ONF, ONL, clearer defined would be desirable.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.